Hey, angler, let's hit the water. Here's a check in the action for you with Harbor Beach Municipal Marina and Jadis Deaton from J. Lynn Charters in Harbor Beach. Still saying they're waiting for those fish to coalesce. They're scattered out there, but some lake trout have been pulled in from the 200-foot-plus areas of water. And they're being caught with dodgers and spinning clothes or spoons off the downriggers and try for steelhead straight out and north of the harbor near the color lines using brightly colored spoons. Bass, they're hitting in there close to shore casting small spoons and body bait. And the walleye, they've pretty much been off and on. South, straight out, and north of the Harbor Beach Harbor in 35 to 75 feet of water, tri-crawler harnesses and hottentots off the offshore boards with the 257 color lead line. Mike Morgan from M&D Marine and Sandpiper Charters in Port Austin says, hey, for those lake trout, the best option for you would be 30 degrees out of Port Austin at 135 to 140 feet of water using silver streak spoons 5 feet off the bottom and dodgers and spinning clothes on the bottom. In that same area, walleye, steelhead, and some coho salmon have been caught using 3 to 5 and 7-color lead core and stick bait and spoons. And some walleye have been reeled in from 60 feet of water out by the lighthouse. And Barbara Valentine from Lindy Sales and Service at Quetica Sea says Sandpoint to Caseville is producing some walleye in 19 to 20 feet of water and be ready to cover a lot of territory or a lot of water to find those active fish and use GPS to circle back on a location. Crawler harnesses, body bait, and spoons have been catching the fish. Catch the latest in fishing at thumbnet.net.